It's time for the Alex Smith Report.
Hey, from the jump, let's go. Come on, let's go. Hey, keep communicating, huh? Snap down calls.
Here we go, Z comeback, indigo, half right strong, 40.
Alex Smith.
Wide 80, wide set.
What are you doing here?
Hey.
How's it going?
What are we doing?
See, Alex Smith
Show. What is this?
The Alex Smith Report.
Is that what this is?
Yeah.
This is official. That was sweet.
Yeah, you're in the driver's seat.
Yeah. The first episode, is this the maiden voyage?
Episode one.
Yeah.
Episode one.
And sweet.
We'll see how it goes this year. Yeah. Hey, good to be with you.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. I'm pumped. Yeah. Like I was just telling you earlier, I'm a big podcaster, so I'm excited to be on the other seat now. You know, I feel like I listen to so many, so flip it over.
Are you going to be checking the popularity like next week? You'll be
scrolling. No, I will not.
Checking
I will
the reviews?
No. I don't think that's healthy.
What do you want to accomplish with this year? We've got 18 episodes. No, you know what? We've got unlimited episodes, yeah. I guess, because we will go into the postseason. But as we get started, what do you want to accomplish?
I think for me, the thing that I love about this format, about podcasts and radio, you know, all week, I think that the connection to fans, especially for me, I don't have social media, is really from a press conference standpoint. It was super formal. I'm a little bit on guard at a press conference. You know, sometimes you can get trap questions and things like that up there. So you're pretty careful about how you answer things. I do think this can be more intimate, I think it can be more insightful, more real, authentic about what the life of a, you know, for me and a quarterback is about. So yeah, I mean, I think that's what I'm excited about.
I notice, and Perry's at all the press conferences, I notice how serious you take the questions.
Yeah.
And it looks like you almost are thinking as the question is over.
For sure.
Could you kind of get into that? I think it's unique in regards to how you handle these press conferences.
Well, I think I've learned from experience. Sometimes you're quick to answer something, and sometimes it's about something you have no business answering. We get asked anything, right? Like, they can ask us about a teammate's injury or, you know, something, and all of a sudden, as a young guy, I've answered these before, and you realize, like, why am I talking about this? I have no reason to be talking about this. And then you get follow-up questions, and then it's like, oh no. You know, like, I went too far.
Well, you can't tell them, like, hey, I'm not qualified to answer that. Like, if you say that, then you come off as, oh, wow,
for sure,
kind of a jerk.
Yeah, I think there's a better way to handle it. Right. You know, and then the no comment thing.
Right.
I mean, I do think there's a way to meander that a little better than just saying that.
Yeah.
Also, a little bit, it's me kind of getting a feel for the guys here. I'm still new to the media guys, the beat writers, the columnists here, you know, trying to, you know, figure them out a little bit and get to know, you know, who's who.
But now you have your own platform.
Yeah, I mean, this is... It's my first time. Like I said, I don't have social media, so I don't have necessarily a way to connect straight to fans. So I'm excited about this.
Well, yeah. I kind of made that joke about reading the reviews. Was that a little bit for the reason for no social media is, you know, it's more toxic. It's more negative than it is positive sometimes.
That's a byproduct for sure. I mean, I think it originally just started out that I'm old, and I was right in front of the social media wave. When I came out, MySpace was the big deal. Like, when I came out of college and was a young pro, it was MySpace, and that didn't really, you know, I didn't really have, it wasn't my thing. And then all of a sudden, I'd kind of gotten my career, and then obviously Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and things all took off. And yeah, at that point, it just seemed nice to kind of have a little privacy, and not, you know, as a young professional, not necessarily to have. Yeah, I don't want to be thinking about that stuff. Fans having that kind of access, especially when I was a young guy, and I probably couldn't have handled it as well.
Well, he blew me away. The first time I met him was at the Ritz in Tyson's Corner, and it was the day he came in, and everything was official. He was here the day before his press conference, whatever. He doesn't remember this, but we're in the hallway there at the Ritz-Carlton, and we did a quick interview. We were following him around that day, and I asked him about social media, and he said, well, he didn't say it quite this way, but why would I want social media is what he says to me. And I kind of respect that because, you know, you almost let your game speak for itself.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know, you do know that, you know, that's the way people communicate these
for
days.
For sure.
So, you know, I think it's pretty interesting, a guy in your position to not have social media. I really respect that, and I think that's kind of cool because now people are, hey, they're going to listen to the podcast.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
To find out what's going on with
this thing
Smith.
Going. We're going to get this thing going.
Yeah.
I think it's smart, though, too. It's actually funny we talk about this. We had the interview with Rob Kelly the other day where Rob at one point stopped, and he said, let me turn it around on you guys. And he's like, when did I regress as a running back? Because I get on here and I read all this stuff. People's like, you're terrible. You don't hit the hole. You don't do this. You don't run hard. And he's like, I feel like I'm better than I was when I was a rookie. You know, Rob was an undrafted guy, so everyone loved him. Everyone loves the rags to riches to story.
Yep.
But then everyone equally will cheer the riches
Rip
to rags
story. Rip them a new one.
Well, that's the thing. And that's what social media is. I mean, for all of its benefits, it's
a lot of access to a player.
And for guys of your stature, it can be harmful at a certain point, too, when you start to read that stuff.
Yeah, if you can't handle it the right way. I mean, I think definitely. I know Jason Witten wrote that article few months back,
that's right.
I think it's real. Like, it's real to see guys in the locker room checking social media and reading it. And, I mean, it can affect guys. Yeah. That's for sure.
Well, you know, people do care about what people think, but it can't distract you from who you are and what you need to do. I mean, people say, I don't care what they think. Now, my next door neighbor years ago, he was a longtime senator in Virginia, and he told me, you better read everything everybody writes about you because you want to know where they're coming from, and it makes you a more broad individual. Don't have to necessarily, you know, you got to put it through your filter. I mean, you don't have to believe everything that's written about you. You know,
I think you're totally right. I don't think you need to be naive to anything. I do think expectations that are out there, I think you should be in the know. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think it should ever be obsessive. I don't think, you know, I do think there's a fine line of balance. The other thing coming back to, I think as I've, you know, got three young kids and a family, I don't have time for social media. I don't know how, you know, work and preparation and kids. For me, it's almost a, you know, as you edit your life, you know, like what do you want to do? I mean, for me, that's one that doesn't make the
list.
Were
you real blonde when you were a kid? Your kids are
real,
very.
I was blonde when I was a kid.
Very blonde.
Yeah.
Very blonde.
Yeah, growing up in San Diego too. I mean, the sunshine. I mean, it bleached out your hair pretty quick, but my kids are very blonde.
Very
I
blonde.
Was.
Yeah.
Is that so? I was, and my wife was, but not like them. I don't know. They're maybe the combination, obviously,
could change
of
too.
Both of us.
Could
I think
change.
It will. We both are a little, you know.
So. Blue eyes running your family?
Yeah, my wife and I are both blue eyed. My family, yep, a lot of blue eyes. So.
Yeah, ladies think he's dreamy.
No, shoot.
Ladies think he's dreamy.
Just wait till Ryan Gosling plays him in the biopic. You get it.
Hey, that's a good call.
I do get that occasionally.
Really?
Gosling, I don't mind that one.
You're a lot taller. A lot taller. Hey, we're going to focus on Arizona in a minute, but Perry's got some business.
All right, yeah, let's take a break, talk about Koch Industries. When two teams collide on the gridiron, there can only be one winner. But in business and life, Koch Industries believes that win-win outcomes are the key to long-term success. That's why Koch strives to create innovations that help improve life while also taking a stand for equal rights and opportunity for all. See the real inspiring stories for yourself at kochchallenge.com.
Redskins Recon with Alex Smith.
We're going forward.
Everybody's going to take their licks in this game. It's not easy. And I think the guys that were mentally tough, that kept getting back up, that kept going at it, finding a way, getting better, never stopped improving in all aspects. I think I've strived to do that. I think I still strive to do that. It never ends. You kind of continue the chase.
Chasing Arizona this week on the road. Alex Smith Podcast, Episode 1.
They're real. They're going to be real. Account now.
How long has this been? It's just thinking about, even, you know, you were traded, didn't talk about it for, what was that, about 6 weeks?
Yeah.
And then going through all this, I mean, you seem pretty pumped.
Yeah, and I mean, and then I think the other big one there is when the schedule comes out. Yeah. You know, there in April or whatever, when the schedule comes out, and you've been staring at this date now for a long time, getting ready for it. Every team's got hopes and dreams at this point, you know, aspirations, and you get to find out real quick. What we're made of, what we're going to be about.
So I guess a perfect way to start this segment looking at Arizona is, you know, Steve Wilks, new head coach.
Yeah.
But you've got some recon on him from his days as the DC at Carolina.
That's right.
So the standard question, what's the biggest challenge for you this week?
I think you said it. It's the unknown. Anytime you have an opener against a new head coach, new coordinators, you know, do they have new stuff? Do they have surprises? What are they going to do? You don't really have the body of work, obviously, to study film on. You know, so for us, it's limited preseason reps with their starters. You know, you can go back and look at Carolina stuff, certainly study that as far as scheme and things. But at that point, you're looking at a bunch of different players. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to, you know, you got to, balance. Where do you spend most of your time? Right. I mean, you can spend too much time looking at that past stuff. It may not even show up.
Right.
You know, they may have gone in a totally different direction. So, a little bit, you got to prepare for the unknown. You got to be ready for anything. You know, and I think with that, sometimes, I think you got to. There can be anxiety that comes with that because it's like, oh my God, they could do anything.
You get nervous.
I mean, the openers, man, these are big. These are
really
fun. You know, sometimes, you know, like anything, these can get blown.
You're unflappable, man. I thought you're unflappable.
Blown out. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm pumped. But yeah, a little bit. That's the challenge. How much time do we spend watching Carolina film?
You know, you got to keep your eye on Peterson.
He's a good player. Man, he's a good player. Yeah. I'm anxious to see. You know, there in the past, he's constantly matched guys. You know, he's moved around and kind of played a lot of man-to-man. They've kind of let him just... Right. Take away your best receiver, and then they play 10-on-10 with the other guys. So that's not really been the flavor in the past in Carolina. You know, what's it going to be like? Are they going to let him kind of play true corner? Are they going to do what he's done in the past? We'll see. They haven't done a ton of that in the preseason, so we'll find out pretty quick.
But do teams show much? I mean, I'm not sure how much you guys show, because that's what you're talking about. Do you go back to Carolina film or the Arizona?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I've played for coordinators and head coaches that don't put a lot of that into preseason, right? Hey, we're going to run our deal. We're not putting a lot of stock into hiding things, and we're going to run our offense. We need to get prepared.
Right.
And then I've been with a lot of coordinators and coaches that say, hey, man, we're not – why would we run any of our stuff? Why would we show that? Let's keep a little bit of an element of surprise. So, same thing. I think you can talk yourself in circles and run around in circles doing that. I think a little bit – situation like this, you got to touch all your bases and know that you're prepared come Sunday.
I've heard you address this, and I've heard Jay address it a lot, and it's a topic of big-time topic of discussion for Redskins fans, I think. Every year, it seems, is that's how much do you play in the preseason. Now that that's over with, what concentration do you have this week? I mean, you guys have been practicing like crazy, and we've seen Jordan Reed on the practice field.
Yep.
We've seen Chris Thompson on the practice field. We're going to see him. I mean, what? Now that you look back, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think it's so hard because every year is different. I mean, there's so many factors that go into to playing guys. Health of, you know, it's funny, the health of some, you know, for us, for example, the health of the O-line then affects, I know that plays into Jay's decision, oh, am I going to play? You know, because he doesn't want to necessarily stick certain guys out there in certain situations. So I do feel the older I've gotten, you know, you want to get a taste. You want to get out there and get comfortable, get hit a little bit and kind of get in the flow of things. But at the same time, that's about it. You don't want to be out there too long either. Right. And I thought Jay did a great job. I think we've had some veteran guys. You talk about Jordan, Chris Thompson. These guys that have played a lot of football at a high level. I don't think they necessarily need it. We've gotten a ton of reps on the practice field in a controlled environment. Still very game-like for us, you know, going against our defense. I think we've had great work. But it's a little safer for those guys knowing they're not as vulnerable. So, yeah, I mean, I feel great. I feel ready. I go back to the... If we'd have had 20 more reps, which is really what we're talking about, 20,
right,
I mean,
right.
20 that, more yeah. plays versus defenses that are going to have zero bearing.
It's true.
I mean, there's no carryover to Arizona.
Right.
Is that going to make the difference in a win or loss? And I think ultimately the answer is no.
The risk is a lot higher than the reward, right?
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, if something does happen, then, you know.
Yeah, like then you're kicking saying, yourself. You're right. kicking yourself looking back at it. So, like I said, I think that's. Same thing. You can kind of go round and round with that argument. I think you take all the factors in, you make the best decision you can, and you move forward. You don't dwell on it.
Well, that's why it's like, but everyone wants to make it black and white.
Yeah.
I mean, you should play this much, you should play that. But, I mean, everything is gray based on what these guys had
for
to
sure.
do.
For sure. And in hindsight, 2020, I mean, you look back and you see, you know. But, like I said, I thought Coach did a great job handling it. I thought we've had great work with the guys that haven't gotten in the preseason. On the practice field, so I feel ready to go.
Do you like that stadium?
I love that stadium.
Do you?
I love
Why?
Because you don't feel like you're inside. It's an indoor stadium that you don't feel indoors. They've got a bunch of natural light. You're playing on natural grass. It's open for an indoor stadium. The weather's always usually pretty good when you head out to Arizona, you know.
And it's not too hot either.
I love it. I love going there. I always feel good about it.
All right. Well, you know what? I think we might have some questions.
Right, let's go to the thing.
We got some questions.
Right after we talk about Virginia Lottery, okay. Every football fan knows that the best way to experience a game is to experience it live. The crowd, the excitement, the rush, you're right in the middle of it all. But the game we're talking about here isn't football. It's Virginia Lottery's new Win a Spin Scratcher. It's the game that gives you the chance to play in front of a live audience to win a guaranteed $100,000 to $500,000. You heard that right, a guaranteed $100,000 to $500,000. Here's how you play. Win a Spin Scratcher to find a spin code, and you'll enter that online. If your spin code reveals a big wheel message, then you're a top prize big wheel spinner. That's when the fun begins. That's when you'll get to spin the big wheel live for a guaranteed prize of $100,000 to $500,000. So suit up, stretch, do whatever weird ritual you need to do to get your mind right, because it's game time and all eyes are on you. Look for a Win a Spin Scratcher at a VA lottery retailer near you today. Top prize odds are 1 in 918,000.
Time for Q's for the QB.
Are there any questions?
Be curious, not suspicious.
Any questions?
Question things, ask.
Come on, guys, there's no such thing as a stupid question.
Well, there might be.
You probably heard a few stupid ones in your days, right? Up at the podium, and what do you do then?
I've probably asked a couple, too.
You know what? They say there's nothing like a stupid question unless you're being asked that question.
Yeah.
And then there's plenty of stupid questions, but I'm sure our fans here,
yes,
for this episode one of the Alex Smith Report have some pretty good questions, I hope.
Hashtag Q's for the QB on Twitter for those that want to get him in. Our first one is from at FrankieFlakes21. His Q's for the QB, what is it going to look like playing with your veteran teammate Vernon Davis again?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I hope I hope it looks a lot like my last few years with him in San Fran. I mean, Vernon is such a unique player at the tight end position. To possess that kind of explosiveness, speed, and strength at a position like that, I mean, he really is a unique guy. And so you pair him with Jordan sometimes, and to have two tight ends, three tight end sets, and to have those kind of playmakers and receivers on the field is a unique thing. So I'm looking forward to that. I think Vernon brings that. He brings such a big play potential from the tight end position. He's a matchup problem for a lot of teams. So excited to kind of, like I said, I don't feel like he's aged at all is the crazy thing.
It's crazy how fast he runs.
He's a physical freak.
He might be faster than when he was young.
That's your question.
Yeah.
Okay, because this seems to be, and I don't, I'm not a football expert, right? He's the quarterback, right?
Sell yourself short.
He's the big star quarterback. All right, here's Vernon Davis, all right? It seems to me, I've seen this play 1,000 times. He ends up over here, up those hashes, and he's wide open.
Okay.
Yeah, what's that called?
That kind of high cross?
Yeah, and he ends up coming over here and like that, and, every play he's open because no one can stick with him.
Yes, yeah, can't run with him across the field. I mean, I certainly think guys with speed, there's a couple things that really give him problems. Certainly down the field, stretching them, and then running across the field is hard. When you got a guy that can really go, when they run those kind of shallow crosses, high crossing routes, they're a problem to run with, and I think that's why you see him open a lot on those things.
Yeah. That was that first completion in the
Jets
game.
Yeah,
right?
Kind of
on that drive
to the flat, and you always got the Vernon and the cutbacks. The Vernon cutbacks.
We talk about his dance moves. His dance moves.
All right.
He's been doing that since he started?
He's always done that.
Really?
It almost looks like he's wandering.
He's out there. I mean, he's moving so much faster than everybody. Yeah.
He got flagged for shooting the ball over the goalpost, and they changed the rule, right?
Yeah.
And so let's hope.
Bring it back.
Sunday, let's see it, man. Yeah. Let's see it.
I love seeing the celebrations.
Yeah. You got one planned on a quarterback run or nothing like that? You're not doing any celebrations.
Find some teammates immediately to take the attention off.
Get an offensive lineman to pick you up or something.
That's like no social media, no end zone celebrations.
It's like nothing like an awkward celebration.
Right.
Like the high five. Nope, chest bump. No. Like what are we doing?
Spike that doesn't go as planned. Yeah. All right, this one's from at LolCam. I'm not really sure what that is, but why are all the teams you play/played for have the color red in them?
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of red. Yeah, my last four teams. I guess the only football team I played for that's not red is my high school, the Helix Highlanders. They were green and white, but ever since then I've been red. I've been red, and I've been wearing 11 since then. So, small world. Three out of the four have the Native American theme.
Right. That's right.
It was a Ute and
Yeah.
So,
Chiefs.
Yep. Jason. So, yeah, a lot of
power color. Red's a power color,
it's
right?
My destiny, I guess.
Tiger Woods wears it on Sunday, man.
Yeah, that's
we're
right.
Pretty
Sunday,
good for
that's
him.
Right.
Sunday red.
Yeah.
Is he going to make the Ryder Cup roster?
I hope. I mean, I know he's going to be a captain regardless. I hope. I mean, golf is better when he's playing.
Why will you not take him?
Yeah.
Who was that who was trying to? Was
DeChambeau. DeChambeau is hot right now.
Yeah, he's
though.
Hot.
I mean, he's going to get. He's got to get in now. Yeah.
Jim Furyk tried to justify not picking Tiger Woods, and he just could not do it well.
Yeah,
he's
trying to keep it a secret.
Right, big
build the drama.
Just come on. Everybody
they got
knows.
The, they got the Golf Channel special and all that.
Build the drama.
That's going to be good again. The last Ryder Cup was outstanding.
I love the Ryder Cup. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
You get updates on the bench? Someone like call them down to you? Hey, Reed's two up on McIlroy through it.
I haven't done that on the bench. We
sure.
Colt and I.
Yeah, right.
Colt and I, you know, keep track.
Is he better than you? Is he better than you? Golf-wise?
Colt and I are very, very evenly matched and highly competitive on the golf course.
Really?
I mean, we are very, very evenly matched and go at it. So, yeah, it's I'd say it's pretty even.
What's the handicap?
I did get the last one. I got the last one. I took a little money off him.
Good, good. Well, you need the money.
Yeah, that's right.
It was like $20. So I think.
What are the handicaps for you two?
I think we're both. We're both like sevens.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's good.
We're
golf,
all right.
Though. Yeah,
we're not
sandbaggers.
Yeah, shoot.
All right. Last cues for the QB from Robert Parsons. Do you feel like you've developed enough chemistry with Josh Doctson and Jordan Reed?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough question. I do. I mean, I feel ready to go, but you never – I mean, I could be with these guys for a lot of years and still – you always feel like you haven't – you know, sometimes you got to fight that. Like, I haven't done enough. We haven't done enough. I think we've got a ton of great work. Like I say, you just don't know. You don't know the looks you're going to get. You got to know that you've prepared, you've put in the time, and you're going to go out there and play ball. You know, I think you got to trust your instincts. That's a lot what I talk to. About these guys, especially Josh, a little younger. Trust your instincts out there. He's great instincts. Mm-hmm. You're not always going to run the line on the paper, right? I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes there's an element of just we got to play ball. I mean, you got your series of plays that go according to plan. They're just how we repped them, and then you got an equal amount that man they're a little chaotic, and you got to play football and let your instincts take over.
Is that hard for young guys, especially?
I think so. It's hard for me as a young quarterback.
Yeah,
and I think you know a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I think he's been playing football a long time, especially Josh. He's got great instincts, you know, and letting him trust them and playing and letting him know to have that freedom that I'll find him, you know, and have, you know, hopefully good eyes and see it and, you know, make the throw and catch.
11th hour coming up after a quick break.
Let's do it.
Who sat here? Your student? A peer? Your best friend? What did they grow up to be? A scientist? A nurse? An entertainer? Did you know it back then that they were made to stand out? Celebrate the extraordinary people made in Virginia Public Schools. Nominate a public school graduate for the Virginia Lottery's Made in Virginia Award. Details at madeinvirginia.com. Deadline October 12th. The Virginia Lottery. $9 billion to education. 30 years of fun.
If you have atrial fibrillation, you know it can be difficult to treat successfully. Innova Heart and Vascular Institute in Fairfax is a leader in AFib treatment using specialized technology and expertise. This helps to more precisely target and treat rhythm irregularities that others could miss, helping to restore your heartbeat to normal. Give your heart the benefit of care. Visit innovaheart.org/AFib to learn more and to find an Innova physician. Innova. Join the future of health.
The 11th Hour.
That is ominous.
That's great.
You like that?
This
is your final statement.
Gets me going.
Final statement, episode one of the Alex Smith Report.
Is it my turn right now? I got to go. Final statement.
We are not giving a final statement. You are giving the final statement.
Yeah, I mean, it's every team wants to start fast, right? I mean, it's this time of year. Every team, like I said earlier, I think every team has these goals and expectations. And the reality is, right, only one team has ever – you know, won them all. I guess two did it. I guess there are two now. They lost the Super Bowl.
They
won them all in the regular season. I should correct myself. But, it's a big game. Win or lose, it's not going to define our season. We win the game, it's not going to define our season. And we lose, it's not going to define our season. But at the same time, it is important to start fast. And we have high expectations and a lot of goals for ourselves. And going on the road. This is, I think, the furthest travel, our only Friday travel of the year. So, you know, going out early, like I said, a lot of unknown, new coaching staff, you know, get a good week of preparation in and excited. I mean, it's we had, none of us have played a real game for a long time. And that feeling that you have, I have it right now, that it's, I mean, it's such a great feeling. You're alive, right? I mean, how many people get to feel like this, especially, and it's only gonna ascend.
Where does it
crescendo? It's only gonna ascend. Oh, Sunday yeah. At about, what time's kickoff?
4:25.
Yeah, so it'll be ascending right up till then. And you know, look forward to getting in the flow of game, though. Mm-hmm. You know, to get out there and get in the flow of the game and get back to playing ball. Pumped to the challenge of getting to 1-0.
No turning back now.
That's right.
It's episode
That's right.
one
the train,
books.
The train yep. is going. The train has departed.
Left the station.
Yep.
All right, man. Well, good luck on Sunday.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
All right, finishing up with our Redskins 365 update. In case you missed it, we already discussed it here, but the roster move yesterday, Redskins signing defensive lineman Caleb Brantley, waiving Anthony Lanier II, designated as injured. Brantley last year, sixth-round pick of the Browns. He was released Saturday during roster cuts. He played in 12 games last year as a rookie, had 2 sacks. Also, the Redskins filling out their 10-man practice squad with defensive lineman Keshad Lyons and quarterback Nick Shimonek. He played at Texas Tech last year through 37 touchdowns. For full notes on all 10 of the practice squad guys, including Capri Bibbs, who just missed the 53-man, he's back here in the building, head over to Redskins.com.